Drive-by on 2FM
with Colm Hayes.
Maeve Higgins is in New York. She's on the line at the moment. So how's New York City treating you, girl?
Yeah, it's great. I haven't changed at all.
God, no. Do you feel you have changed? How long have you been there now?
I've been here for 4 months. So I don't know. And also I've been home in that time. So I feel a bit of a fraud.
Right.
But I don't think it's really changed me. I'm getting a bit more used to it, so
yeah.
I feel a bit more confident. I still give people directions whether or not I know where they're going.
Okay.
People ask me for directions all the time because I've got a kind of big welcoming face.
Face like a map. No, that's wrong. No. You got a big GPS head on you.
I really do. I think it's just non-threatening, you know. So
yeah,
people are always asking me where stuff is, and I always answer them even if I don't know. But now I feel I'm sending them in the right direction usually, you know.
So,
I'm getting the hang of it.
For a period of time, you were giving people directions even though you didn't know where they were going. So for a period of months, there was possibly loads of people lost in New York.
Yeah, because my desire to be helpful actually, is not helpful, you know.
Yes.
I can't just say I don't know. I have to say left and then right and then, you know. But the other thing about giving tourist directions is it's a really good way to make friends, because if they stop you and if they say where's Battery Park, then I can just be I'm headed that way myself, and then just hang out with them all day.
Yeah, your desire to be friendly is bordering on criminal.
I don't think it's criminal just to tag along with people and offer them snacks.
No, you're probably right. Not even in New York. I think that's okay. Was the move to New York a desire to sort of a change of lifestyle for you, or a change of life? What was the reason there?
And I've always wanted to live in New York, and just for not for anything specific. It's more the crazy American dream of being a writer in New York City. I couldn't think of anything more fun to do. And it is really fun. I mean, I know it's still early days, it's only been a few months, but it feels very exciting here. And there's such a cool mix of cultures and energy and all that, you know.
So,
I love it.
So are you living in a loft on top of a brownstone building in north of Greenwich Village?
That's so cute that your references are from the 1970s.
Well, I'm doing the sort of hipster living in New York or new writer, you know.
Yeah, but hipster as in you're going back to the beat poets.
Yes, I was. Yeah, yeah. That's as far as my Wikipedia on New York goes.
No, I'm living in Brooklyn, which is great, and I'm living in kind of a funny park. I'm near a big park and.
Yeah.
So I'm not in Manhattan. I'm not in the city. Incredibly expensive to live in the city. Really expensive to live in parts of Brooklyn as well. It feels like proper New York, you know.
I love the fact that you describe it, that you're living in a funny part of Brooklyn, which is perfect for a writer like yourself, where everyone is just funny.
It's so funny. I mean, people just trip over the whole time, and I'm there with my notebook. They make funny noises when they fall over.
Now, of course, the entire world at this moment in time is celebrating the World Cup. And one of the countries that doesn't really celebrate it, that they see soccer for sort of 10-year-old girls after school, is America. Are you getting a sense of the World Cup at all around New York?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I think in kind of two different ways. America is in the World Cup, obviously. Mm. And I think that they do care about it. Americans do care about it. There was a really, what people are kind of talking about here is, I don't know if you've seen this ad, I shouldn't be laughing.
Right.
But this ad where they've gotten loads of celebrities to say, I believe we can win. And it's very patriotic. And there's Whoopi Goldberg and Kevin Costner and John Hamm from Mad Men. And they're all shouting, and there's this music, and you get really pumped up, and there's soccer players. It's I believe that we will win. Yeah. And then, they're probably not going to win.
Well, no, they're not going to win.
They're definitely not going to win.
No.
And you know how Jürgen Klinsmann, he did this interview in the New York Times saying, basically saying that, like saying, you know, I mean, it's a great sentiment, but I don't think that we're going to win.
No, no.
And so there's a funny balance of that kind of American optimism and, you know, belief, and then the reality, which is like they're in a shocking group, like, and, you know, so there's that going on. But, like,
well, the other thing about American soccer players, see, it's the sort of fourth choice sport for them. They go first for basketball, they fail in that. They go for American football, they fail in that. They go for ice hockey, they fail in that. They go for baseball, they fail in that. And one of their friends in the bar says, "Did you ever try out for the soccer team?" And that's how they get on.
I don't know if that's fair.
Now, Maeve, you're going to be back in Ireland for, let's mention, the Vodafone Comedy Festival, Thursday, July 24th until Sunday, July 27th.
Yeah, I'm home for the festival. And, like, I'm delighted because I've done that festival from the year it started.
Yeah.
And when I was living in Dublin, like, for years, I would do it all the time and I would just cycle there.
Okay, now you have to fly here. And I mean, I'm looking at the list here. There's 65 people from international acts, huge amount. They don't have USA after your name yet, you'll be pleased to hear. And there's Ed Byrne, David O'Doherty, Colm O'Regan, Colin Murphy, Dara Breen. Oh, I've just realised, actually, this is in alphabetic order. So that's why it's working out.
Yeah, right. Like, the bills are really mixed. Like, I think I'm on with the Pyjama Men, who are, like, two... When you describe them, they're brilliant. They're like physical comedians, and they're hilarious. And they're from New Mexico, I think. And I'm on with them one day, and then another day I'm on with Dara O'Brien, who's a new up and coming. He's trying really hard.
He is, yeah, yeah.
He's about to break through. I really feel like it's Dara's year.
I really think it is, because last year he was only on 5 panel shows. I think this year he's going to try and double that, and I think that'll be it then. It'll work for him then. Maeve Higgins, enjoy it when you're over. Thursday, 24th, 27th of July, to mention it again. And
thank you, baby. Have a nice day.
Yeah, hey, and you. We'll talk to you when you're over.
Yeah, cool. Okay, I'll see you then.
Okay, take care. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Drive-by on 2FM
with Colm Hayes.